talk to them. I don't talk to them. I don't talk to them. I don't talk to them boys that sat on the benches. Boy, I was in the game mode for 3 inches. Go put me in the game mode for 3 inches. Put me in the game mode for 3 inches. Go put me in the game mode for 3 inches. And I'ma lead them boys at the line of scrimmage.
All right, y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is. It's 4th and Inches. You know what I'm saying? We've been away for a while, but we back right now. And, of course, we got to talk about it, man. The big game, Georgia and Ohio State. CJ Stroud put on an absolute show. Showed his Stetson Bennett. You know, even though he had his moments where it didn't look so good, believe it or not, they both finished the game with 23 of 34. CJ Stroud had 348 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. Bennett had 398 yards passing, 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. So off the rip, let's go ahead and tip our cap. You know, the both quarterbacks, they played an outstanding game. Both defenses looked suspect at times anyway. You know, both defenses also made big plays when it was time to make. You know, like I said, Stetson Bennett threw the interception. Georgia's defense was able to get stops when they needed to. Ohio State had built 2 separate 14-point leads. I mean, they were up 21-7 with 10:56 left in the second quarter. And Georgia was able to cut that, to tie it up by the 6-minute mark, you know, the same quarter. So, quick strike offense. Going into the halftime, Ohio State was leading 28-24. You know, even though Georgia had stormed back to tie the game up and it looked like all the momentum was on their side, Ohio State was able to answer. You know, they came right down the field, scored. Georgia came back, got a field goal before halftime. Came out in the third quarter. Georgia came out a little flat. Ohio State came out firing, went up 38-24. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter, you know, going into the fourth, it looked like it was going to be, you know, Ohio State's game. Stetson Bennett, again, he was struggling, you know, in the third quarter. So it looked at that point, you know, to some, like Ohio State had the game firmly in control. I'll be honest with y'all. I've been a Georgia fan my entire life. I don't usually get nervous like this. I wasn't nervous at that point either, you know, because again, I've seen Georgia come back in this very same game. You know what I mean? All they had to do was get on the same page, you know, hit a couple passes, and you right back in it. So eventually, that is what happened. From that point, from that 38-24, with 3:50 left in the third quarter, Georgia went on an 18-3 run to win the game. Now, everybody's talking about, you know, the hit on Marvin Harrison. A lot of people feel like it was targeting. Ohio State fans feel like, well, had he not got hurt, we would have won the game. a lot of what ifs, you know. How I view it is injuries are a part of the game. You know, Georgia had people out. Ohio State had, you know, their number one running back didn't play. Their number one receiver hadn't played since, I think, week 2 of this season. You know, Georgia's best pass rusher and arguably their best defender, you know, 1A, he and Jalen Carter, you know, Nolan Smith, he's been out since early in the season. And then the guy that stepped in his place was hurt and missed basically half of the game, you know, Saturday. Or really the 2 guys, Robert Beal and Chaz Chandler, both missed time in the game Saturday. Darnell Washington went out with an ankle injury. He pretty much missed 3 quarters. So, you know, injuries happen on both sides. Like I said, Trey Henderson from Ohio State, he was out. You know, he one of the best running backs in the country. Of course, that's a big hole to fill. Then they had another running back. I believe he got banged up in the game, Myron Williams. So, it's a part of the game. You know, you have to take the good with the bad. You know, next man up. At least that's how you should look at it. Now, as far as the targeting goes, I don't see how people feel like there's targeting. You know, in the moment, bang bang, it was a real hard hit. It was very fast. I understand why the flag was thrown, but once you go to the replay and you look at the play and you slow it down from all angles, it was clearly a hit shoulder to shoulder. His head didn't even hit Javon Bullard's head, didn't even hit Marvin Harrison's head. So I don't even understand how y'all get to that conclusion of targeting. But hey, It's neither here nor there. At this point, Georgia won. You know, I ain't going to say Georgia won. Georgia survived because, if we being honest, Ohio State should have won that game. They played a better game, top to bottom. They were more consistent, to me, offensively, in the way their defense. Not so much, you know. You know, Georgia's defense, I could say the same thing for. You know, they had some busts in the secondary, especially when they allowed C.J. Stroud to avoid pressure and extend plays. Like, I don't care how good of a corner you are, if you allow the quarterback to have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds in the pocket or back there behind the line, he's going to find somebody open. Like, it's just going to happen. I don't care if you got Champ Bailey on one side and Deion on the other side. Eventually, somebody's going to shake open. Like, it's just the nature of the beast. So, with that being said, you know, again, I had to tip my cap to Ohio State, man. They played a hell of a game. They should have won. I ain't going to say they should have won. They deserved to win the game. They played well enough to win the game. They were in position to win the game. You know, I don't fully understand what Ryan Day was thinking right at the end. You know, he could have taken a couple more shots to make it a shorter field goal. He decided to run the ball. Don't really understand that. But, hey, that's why he's paid, you know, $10 million a year or something crazy like that to make those decisions and take the heat for. You know, as far as the kicker goes, a lot of people down on him. It happens, man. It happens. Georgia kicker missed twice. He's one of the best kickers in the country. He missed two field goals in the same game. Like, it happens. The kicker from Ohio State had hit one from 48 not too long before that. I mean, so it's not like the guy isn't talented. It's not like he doesn't have the leg. He just missed the kick. It happens. Like, it happens. Pressure busts pipes. It makes diamonds. You can't always win. It is what it is. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much my thoughts on, you know, the Ohio State game. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go take another look at TCU. You know, I was in and out of the TCU-Michigan game. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't give TCU a chance. I really didn't. I really, really didn't. And I got to eat those words now. You know what I mean? TCU came out. They smacked Michigan around. Like, this is what happened. Every time I was looking at the game, TCU up front was whooping Michigan offensively, defensively. They was taking it to them on every play. So it's not like they got lucky and upset Michigan. Michigan, don't get me wrong, Michigan still was the better team. And Michigan made too many mistakes to overcome. But TCU was fighting. Oh, they absolutely came out and fought. And I mean, they were not making mistakes. They just looked like the team that wanted it more. You know, even though Michigan was way more talented, you know, outside of Quentin Johnston was probably the best player on the field on both teams. But TCU just wanted it more. I mean, that's how it came out to me. As this the team that wants it more. They're fighting harder for it, and they don't beat themselves. So with that being said, Georgia TCU in the national championship game. Georgia trying to become the first team to go back to back since Alabama did it in 2011, 2012, I believe. TCU is trying to win their first national championship since before World War II, 1938, if I'm not correct. 38 or 39. You know, if I'm wrong, please correct me. But so we're going to see how it goes, man. Like I said, I'm going to start watching some more of this TCU film and study it and come back and give y'all a preview show. And hopefully my partner Rodriguez Moore will be back next time for that one. You know, but till next time, man, I appreciate y'all rocking with us. We will be back in full effect starting this spring. You know, starting this spring, we'll be back in full effect doing previews for every conference, you know, leading all the way up into the season and throughout the season. So I appreciate y'all for rocking with us, man. Till next time, y'all be easy. 4th and Inches. Go Dawgs.
To them boys that sat on the benches, though I was in the game mode for 3 inches. Go put me in the game mode for 3 inches. Put me in the game mode for 3 inches. Go put me in the game mode for 3 inches. And I'ma leave.